This is Vatican Radio. World leaders from 70 countries have been meeting in London Thursday to pledge billions to help Syrians displaced by war. The one-day meeting is aimed at gathering donations and agreeing on plans for economic and educational projects to help the 4.6 million Syrians who have sought refuge in neighbouring countries including Jordan, Lebanon and Turkey. The meeting opened hours after the latest UN-led bid to start peace talks in Geneva was suspended for 3 weeks. The UN and regional countries say they need $9 billion in assistance for 2016 alone as the situation in the region deteriorates. Francis Guy is head of Christian Aid's Middle East region and the UK's former ambassador to Lebanon. On Wednesday, she attended the Civil Society Conference on Supporting Syria and the Region ahead of Thursday's meeting. She spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about that meeting and Thursday's conference.
Well, I was unable to see some of the headline speeches at the plenary session. So obviously the UK, Norway and Kuwait and Germany led very powerfully by committing to multi-year funding and increased amounts for Syria and the region, which is a positive start.
What is it? I mean, this is about the Syrian people. So what is it that they desperately need right now?
Well, it was very moving yesterday, and I believe that they're probably speaking right now in front of the main plenary. But the Syrian NGOs who came and spoke to the NGOs yesterday and will be speaking in front of the plenary just now, have come from Aleppo, and they passionately and very clearly said, you know, stop the bombs. Give us a little bit of aid to help reconstruct and we will all be going home tomorrow. That's what they need. They need an end to the conflict, obviously. But even a temporary halt to the bombing would help enormously.
Also, I'd imagine, you know, their own dignity and human rights are at stake here as well.
Yeah, well, if you're living in a context where you're totally insecure from one moment to the next, then yes, I can't imagine anything less dignified, actually, yes. But when we're talking, it's that juxtaposition between the position of Syrians inside Syria, where more than 13 million people are in need of aid, you know, and what this conference is talking about is Syria and the region. So the region has obviously been tremendously generous in hosting 4.5 million refugees, you know, especially in countries like Lebanon and Jordan, where we're talking about a quarter of the population are now refugees. But those people in Lebanon and Jordan, whilst I accept that they are very vulnerable and open to abuse, are at least living in a measure of security compared to those who are still in Syria.
When you look at it in a certain way, I mean, the only way to solve the refugee crisis is an end to the war, basically, in the country, in Syria.
Yes, I don't think it's for Europeans to talk about a refugee crisis when, as I said, Lebanon is hosting, a quarter of the size of its population and now refugees. The crisis is the conflict inside Syria. Yes, absolutely.
Can one be a little bit cynical about kind of pledging conferences like these? I mean, we have heard in the past of countries pledging money, but not many of these countries have seen some of the money. What would you say to that?
I think there have been problems with pledging conferences in the past. There has been a tendency for governments sometimes to double count what they are pledging. So they've already pledged something and then they pledge it again. I think, to be fair, the UK in hosting this is trying to get real clarity and transparency on the pledges that are made. They're trying to encourage governments to pledge multi-year funding so that the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross and other big donors who are helping those really in need inside Syria can plan how to access people over a longer term. So I'm hopeful that the pledges will be more real than we've seen sometimes.
We're having the conference going on in London, but what are your thoughts on the suspension of the talks in Geneva?
I think when you hear the people who've come out of Aleppo and are flabbergasted at the amount of bombing there was yesterday and the day before, 230 raids on Aleppo alone 2 days ago, then I think in that context it's hardly surprising. I'm not sure how you can have peace talks when it's clear that the conflict's accelerating and not being put on hold at all.
Just on a final note to round up, I mean, are you confident about this pledging conference in London? Are you confident that this won't be, as you called it, actually, you called it the conference should not be a wasted opportunity?
I think there's importance in the headline commitments to the UN agencies and others, but I think there's also importance in the detail, which will be about work permits and the legal framework allowing Syrians to work in all countries who are hosting refugees. And there will be a headline on pledging for education, but again, the devil will be in the detail of that, the importance of quality in the informal sector and the importance of Syrians having their certification recognised in neighbouring countries.